Yeah, there's something rather special about Christmas, isn't it? And I don't mean waking up early on Christmas morning to open up all those presents. Though it might give you memories you'd rather forget. I remember when me and my brothers, you know, we woke up one morning, it was light, it was wonderful, it was all great, and we found these trumpets. We all started to play these trumpets, it was great, you know, it was wonderful, amazing. It was about 4 a.m. in the morning, there were some people not very happy in the house. When we started to play the trumpets at 4 a.m. in the morning. Christmas is special because it leads to Easter. It's God's personal declaration to all people everywhere. I am here for you forever. Well, God has always been here for us. Always been here for us. But it can be quite hard, can't it, to hold on to that in a world of sickness. A loss, a world of suffering and violence, in the pain of life as we see it and experience it. You know, our hearts and the hurts within us cry out, if there is a God, where is he? Why doesn't he do something? We cry out because we want God, should he exist, to sort out the mess. A mess, let's be honest, which actually is mostly of our own making. But we don't want God to say, oh, you did it, you clean it up. What we want God to say is, I'll sort it out. I'll deal with it. We want God to sort it out for us. And at Christmas, God says, here I am. I've come to sort it out. But his way of sorting out is different from our way. His way is the way of humility. Not for Jesus, the grand palace, the latest fashionable celebrity infant wear. But humility, a stable, a manger. Not for Jesus, moving about in power that would destroy nations, overcome the Roman Empire, smash legions with mighty power. No, it was the way of mercy, the way of forgiveness, the way even of love for those we call our enemies. Now, we rather like that when we are the ones treated with mercy, when people forgive us the way we hurt them, when people love us even when we're being fairly unlovable. But we do have a problem with it often when God says, that's the way you should treat others. At Christmas, God gets involved with us. He invites us to go with him into a new way of being, a new way of living, centered on a life rooted and established in Jesus Christ, lived in the Holy Spirit, in deep dependence on God our Father. And it really is an invitation. It's a genuine invitation, and you can turn it down. And many people do. They did then, they've done so all through history, and they're doing so now. Some follow Herod and seek to kill off Jesus. Others set up competitive gods. Lots just try to ignore Jesus. If you don't think about him, he's not there, is he? Many are the choices people make to keep Jesus out of their lives. You know, because God loves us, he lets us. He lets us, if we want, turn our backs on him. He doesn't empower us and force us to do what he thinks is the right thing. He says, up to you guys. It's an invite. The door is open. Come in if you want to. And to all those who do accept the invitation, he offers love, joy, peace, new being, a life that doesn't get overwhelmed under the pressures of a disordered world, and a never-ending new future. You know, it makes me laugh, really. I must admit, it's perhaps not sometimes a Christian laugh. Sometimes our laughter can be a bit cynical, but I try to just laugh in the sense of, what are they saying to God, these people? For all around the Western world, the rich and the clever are trying to find ways to live forever. But they're totally ignoring the free offer of eternal life made to them in Jesus Christ. The sad thing is they're hung up on wanting to be their own God. They're stuck in the sin of Eden and with no way out. The super glue of sin has trapped them in the dominion of death and darkness. Christmas is good news because Christmas flows into Easter. If you notice how often the carols actually talk about, explicitly or implicitly, talk about Easter. Jesus is born at Christmas to die at Easter. To die at Easter so that those who trust in him can live with him even after our own dying. Jesus comes from his Father, humbling himself to become a human being, a baby, so he can raise us up from the death, the dust of earth, into the heavenly glory of God's presence in the new creation. God's got involved with us, and he invites you to go with him. That's the heart of Christmas. That's the gift we hope this Christmas you will open. In Jesus' name, amen.